All right, you guys, so welcome back to another podcast episode with your girl Tiffany. So we have a short, sweet, and simple podcast today. What you usually run from is what you need to run to. So honey, run to whatever you've been running from. And I mean that as far as positivity and just far as the things that you know you call to do something, but you keep running from it, just go do it. The faster you embrace it, the faster that you just accept it, you've been called to do something, it gets better. I've been called to encourage people, to uplift people, to help get people mentally stable, to help people get healed, get whole, you know, and that's what I know I need to do. I run from it because it's difficult at times, only difficult because I see and I want so much for the people that I help. And sometimes the people that I help don't want to move as fast as I feel like they should be moving. So I get disappointed. I don't get disappointed. I feel like it's more, you're going to be great. Like, let's go ahead and get great. But it's steps, it's techniques, it's coping skills, it's boundaries, it's establishing relationships. It's so much, you know, and I have to remember. It took me time too. It still took me time. I'm still getting whole and healed at the same too, because, you know, it's one thing healing. We talk about healing. It's like, oh, healing is beautiful and I'm getting healed and I'm healing and oh my gosh, it's so great. But then it's like when you really healing, when you really have to bite your tongue and not respond back to somebody when they say something to you, you know, healing. Is that healing? Are you claiming healing in that point? When people maybe misjudge you or misunderstand you, but you know that you're going through a process, you're not doing the same things you used to do, are you still healing, you know? So I've been just embracing healing. It's difficult at times, I would definitely say that, because it's like, I want to say something back, but it's like, is it worth saying something back? Is it really worth, is it worth it, you know? And learning that some of the things, it's not worth it. There are times where I'm going to have to speak up and say I'm going to have to speak up and say something, but I don't have to always give everything a response. And the best thing to do, especially in times, different things have been going on in life, it's just best not to give a response. You know, I just been learning to honestly let it roll off the shoulder. Some things are a little difficult, more difficult for me to roll off the shoulder, but I've been learning to just let it roll off my shoulder. Honestly, I just go pray. I go write. I go sit I go sit by the beach. I take a nap. I'll lay down for a second or two. I'll get something to eat. I just learned to just get out of the space of allowing things to affect me to the point where I'm just not going to do what I'm supposed to do. I don't let a lot of people in my ear anymore. I really tune into the seasoned people, and I still listen to people that's even not as seasoned, but I've been learning that, you know, the seasoned people, older people, the elders and all the, you know, the old heads, as we call them, they know a lot. They really do. And to have that respect and to have them actually pour into you and tell you like, hey, I wouldn't do that, or stop doing that, or it's only happening like this because you're doing this, that, and the other. They can call stuff out, honey, and they be right on the money. So again, usually what you run from is what you need to run to. I know I need to encourage people more. I know I need to just talk more as far as the encouragement piece and give, and you know, just talk about life. Life is real. Life hurts at times. Life is not the great funnest, but you have life and live it. You know, you have purpose, you have destiny, you have connections that you're supposed to be connected to, you have people you gotta reach, souls attached to you. You have so much, and I think a lot of people don't know that and understand that because they haven't been taught that, or what they've been thinking about and really sitting on or sitting in is like, things are not working and this is not gonna get any better. And even me, I had to switch up that thinking in the last few weeks, last couple months or more. Like, keep saying I'm a millionaire, but then it's like, oh, I don't have enough money for this and that and other. If you're a millionaire, well, you could be a millionaire and not have, anyway, like, y'all get what I'm saying. We saying that we're multi-millionaires and everything like that. So it's like, even though the bank account may not reflect that at the moment in time, you still see it. So when you meditate on it and you do what you're supposed to do, like far as me with my business, if I keep working on it, it will get to a point where it may not hit $1 million, but it could be the road to $1 million, you know? So in that, still even embracing, like, I can still look at Tiffany Essentials as I'm going to hit $1 million with Tiffany Essentials, or, you know, it's the pathway to the $1 million because I'm going to add this business and that business, because there's a lot of stuff that I have that I could be using right now as, you know, the, like we call it, the side hustles and all that. But I don't have an excuse no more, you know, and I've been really sitting thinking like there's so much that I could be doing. I'd be doing more than what I'm doing, and I need to do more than what I'm doing as far as I can do things differently. I don't have to, the way I help people, I want to not switch it up, but I definitely want to look at, is it worth helping in this manner or can I help in that manner? Like really looking at life and balancing life right now. It's about to change in the next like month and a half. Like I said, I'm about to go into internship. I'm about to really either, I'm like, you know, work hours are changing. Internship hours are increasing for like at least, four? I don't know. It's going to be increasing for a while. So it's like getting balanced in life and really letting go of stuff that just don't matter. And I've really been pushing that. Like if it don't, like stuff like getting upset about small stuff, like I can honestly say recently I've been doing better with that only because I've just been making an effort. Like I'll sit, especially if I'm on my way to work, I'm just like, man, I'm just tired, da 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 da, but I'm pushing. I'm like, I'm not gonna let this affect me. I think yesterday I just couldn't shake, like I don't know, I'm just like moody. I was real moody, I was tired, and I knew like I knew I had a lot going on. Like before I had got home, we were out of town, everything like that. And it was just like, I was just moody. And I'm just like, why am I so moody? Like I have work to do today. Like I have to see my clients today. I got to do paperwork today. I got to get stuff straight. And, you know, I was just running it down and it's just like, I kept praying. I kept like putting on worship music. Then I put on some dance music. I'm like, I don't know if I got to dance it out. I need to worship it out. Worship it out. I don't know. But I just kept my mind frame of, I'm not going to be in an attitude mode. I'm not going to allow this attitude to affect my day, because if I do, I'm not going to get much done. I'm going to be irritated and everybody around me probably going to feel it because it's going to show up on my face and my body. And you know, I was just, you know, writing it down basically. So needless to say, I'm running to the things that I'm running from. So I'm running to the attitude. What do I have an attitude about? What am I tired about? What is this? What is that? You know, running to the things and confronting them. So when they pop up, I don't have to keep dealing with it. Like if I know I didn't get enough sleep that night, and I know I'm not gonna sleep in most of the time, cause I get about 6 every day pretty much. If I sleep in, it's probably till like 7. But even then I'm just like 6 o'clock, I done missed out on everything I need to do. Cause most of the time I have a set, you know, I try to get like into a routine of either journaling, listening to worship music. I got something that I'm doing firsthand, you know, just getting my mind right for the day. And then I'll, you know, definitely make sure Navi's taken care of. Navi is my dog and she be chilling. She a puppy, but she be a little off the deep end sometimes, you know, when you just be like, you know, gotta get together. You feel me? Cause I really feel like she prepared me for motherhood, cause homegirl be testing me and I be like, girl, you don't, this is not what you want right now. This ain't what you want. But even getting her straight, making sure the house straight, at least clean or clean to the capacity I can get it clean at the moment in time, you know. And there's a lot of upgrades, there's a lot of decluttering I want. There's a lot of things that I definitely want to do and just want to get together, but prioritizing time management, all that stuff like that. I know it probably like one of them things where just like you, it's like you're trying to, I'm not trying to make my life perfect, but I'm trying to get my life balanced. Like, honestly, I see what it's like when your life is not balanced, and I just don't want to deal with that. I'm being honest. I don't want my life so all over the place that I can't even focus, because it was like that for a while, and I had to really seek help. And I'm grateful for the help because it helped me get back on track. Like, hey, you all track, get back on track, you know. So running to the situations of why can't I be consistent with stuff and why is things happening the way it's happening, you know, even that, as far as running to that stuff, you know, confronting that stuff, like that stuff, bro, that's the things that you got to run to sometimes. You got to confront why you decide to be late, you know, for different things, or why it takes you forever to get to the house, or you know, why you can't stay financially, why you don't have money. You know, it's just so much that you got to run to and just confront. And sometimes we don't want to confront stuff. And that was me for the longest. Like, I'm not trying to confront it. It's going to go away on its own. And it don't. You got to confront it. You got to do what you got to do. Run to it, confront it, and do what you got to do. But the same is said for your purpose, your destiny, just the things in life. Confronting, like, like I said, I think in the other podcast, like the generational curses, like you got to confront that stuff. We're not going to argue in this household. We're going to talk it out. We may, you know, get frustrated with each other. We may want to talk to each other for a minute or two, but confront that. Why is it like that? Why in the past did people not communicate? Why did they not talk about the things that bothered them? Why were things swept under the rug, you know? And we confront that, you know, or, you know, just communication. When somebody is, you know, low and the symptoms are, you know, they feel they're not doing the things they used to do. They don't enjoy life and all that, but we're not sweeping that under the rug no more. We confront it. Like, why don't you want to do certain stuff no more? What's going on? You know, that's the things that we got to run to. That's the things that we got to just face head on. And I think a lot of people, especially I would say the young people, my generation, is really trying their best to not do what was done in a previous generation. And we understand that, well, I would say some of us understand that, you know, the previous generation had to do things they had to do in order to survive, in order to, you know, provide, in order to just get by. Some things were swept under the rug because it's better to sweep it under the rug than to confront it, because what we're going to confront, how we're going to fix it, you know. And now we have different things to help, you know, with that. So it's all a learning experience. I definitely learned that. And like I said, this year, I think I made a podcast. I said 2023 is about me. I've definitely been making an effort to just really pull out a lot of things that I have been dealing with, really addressing things and even working to just make it known. Like, I'm trying, you know, I'm not trying to be mean, or, you know, if I know I need a moment, I take that moment now. I don't feel embarrassed to say that, okay, I just need a moment, or I'm just overwhelmed right now. I'm just going to let you know. I'm going to do what I got to do. And I'll be back in a few minutes, you know. So that's something I've definitely been working on. And I feel like it's working. And I'm just learning to give other people grace to also, you know, grow in their life as well. Because everybody's not like me. And I'm not like everybody else. I'm not one to do all the confrontation and all that. I'm not one to do all drama and yelling and screaming. That's not me. I don't want to do all that. You know, I would talk it out. If you don't want to talk about it in a moment, talk about it in, you know, a couple hours maybe, or a couple minutes. But yeah, I'm just, like I said, running to the things that run into everything. And I said, like I said, it's purpose and destiny you run into. It's the things you know you're supposed to be doing that you're not doing. And it's the things that you may not want to confront that you know you got to confront just to make your life better. You know, we all deserve a life where we're just not miserable. And I don't know about y'all, I'm tired of being miserable at times. And I haven't felt miserable recently, but I will definitely say I just, like, okay, I don't like certain things going on, so I'm going to make an effort to change those things. And that all starts in the mind. So like I said, I'm on the path of being whole and healed, and I'm really embracing it. It's challenging at times because there's so many things that I have to stop doing and so many behaviors I have to unlearn. And again, I'm learning to also give others grace as well, because everybody's learning, everybody's going through something different. And everybody needs love and support at the end of the day. So definitely learning. I'm running to that as well. Like, okay, everybody has great. Everybody needs grace. Everybody needs grace, and everybody needs room to just grow and to be okay with that. And as we know, what's the biggest commandment we ever been given is to love everybody unconditionally and do whatever we can to help and serve and protect, you know. So that's something I've been learning. It's taking time, but I feel like I'm further than what I used to be. And I'm not throwing it in people's face like, oh yeah, I'm doing this and I'm giving everybody grace and all that. That's quiet. You'll see it when, you know, you could see it if, you know, something, you know, stuff comes up and it's just like, you know, okay, we're going to work towards this, or, you know, let's try it like this. You know, I'm not trying to do what I used to do when, you know, just, you know, oh, I don't know why they doing this or doing that. Like, I just, at this moment in time, you're going to get a prayer. I'm going to either say what I'm supposed to say at the time, or, you know, we're going to, you know, I just, at the end of the day, grace and love to people. So again, run to the things that you're running from, confront those things and heal and get better. It does get better. It does get better. And it may not seem like it's getting better at the time, but trust and believe, it would definitely get better. So run to the things that you're running from.